90% of the people in these IDP camps are actually women and children. And you can find very few men in this camp. These IDP camps are highly concentrated. People are living in a very challenging situation. Most of the mothers are single mothers who are taking up all the responsibilities of the family, and they are the only ones who are taking care of the children. If you go to Malakal situation, you have more than 20,000 people in a very small space. I can describe the situation in Malakal as a time bomb or humanitarian catastrophic situation if urgent actions are not taken.
How many children are in camps currently?
At the moment, we haven't carried out a census, but we assume more than 55 to 60% of the people in the IDP camp, any given IDP camp, to be a children. Every household, 5 to 7 of the people in every household are children. We are talking about, for example, in total, there are 28,440 children between 3 to 6 years, while 56,880 children are between 6 to 8 years. You can see it's just women and children and very small percentage of men.
Okay, there was also a concern raised by UNMI state coordinator. There's a need to create a safer environment for these children. In collaboration with UNMIS, how soon do we know of this process?
We are expecting an UNMIS to use all their assets. They have the assets, they have the machineries, they have the military. In Malakal, they told us that it should be available within the next 4 weeks. I know UNMIS have been mobilizing heavy machinery to speed up creating of this space. What I can tell you is that humanitarian agencies in Malakal, including UNICEF, are in a standby to move in to establish the basic service before the rain starts. These basic services I'm talking about are safe water, drinking source, latrines, elevated latrines, and health facilities.
Yes, what about their health situation generally? How is it?
The health situation at the moment, there is no disease outbreak. The health organizations, including UNICEF, are doing their best. Cholera vaccination has been completed, and MSF is also setting up a cholera treatment center in Malakal. So all agencies are working together. Thanks, at the moment, there is no disease outbreak, but the risk of disease outbreak is very, very high if people are not moved to a better location as soon as possible.